Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Edwin Lewis Cole once said, "Have faith in God. God has faith in you." Every one of us at some time in our lives needs someone who believes in us. Someone like a parent or a coach or mentor or friend who can express the good things and the possibilities they see in us. Thank God for those people. Thank God also that He has given certain individuals a very expansive capacity to do that for many people. Our guest today is one of those life expanders. He's been an encouragement to me, and I know he will be an encouragement to you to take it as a gift from the Lord. As usual, we pause even at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. That wherever you are in life right now at this time, whatever you're facing, whatever challenge is before you, the Lord sends our guest today to boost you up in ways that only God can, in personal ways, ways that will reach right into your heart. Anthony Holyfield first made his mark in Hawaii as one of the stars of UH football under Coach Dick Tomey. His exploits as an athlete were so pronounced that he made it to the NFL and played for the San Francisco 49ers. His life was on the fast track of success when he encountered a setback, which led to other setbacks. He's here to tell us how, with Christ's help, those setbacks have been turned into comebacks, so much so that it has positively impacted his future, his family, and all the people who know him. He ministers at Grace Bible Church. He's a professional musician and artist. He's married to Nobuko, who, by the way, also played for the University of Hawaii, Wahine basketball team. He has three sons, Anthony, Lucian, and Marcus. Tony, welcome to our show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Tell us, take us back, tell us where you grew up.
I grew up in San Francisco after moving from Alabama. I was born in Alabama and grew up in San Francisco, and in the 60s, you know, all that revolution and free love and all that stuff and psychedelics and all those things, and that Haight-Ashbury district. I grew up there and, went to high school at Washington High School up in the suburbs of San Francisco, and just like you said, fortunate enough to be recognized by some coaches and was offered an opportunity to come to the University of Hawaii to play football. And that's how I ended up here.
Okay, so in a nutshell, you gave us a brief view of how you came. Growing up in San Francisco, you know, up north, who influenced you? Who influenced you most in those early years?
I would say it was my uncles. I grew up in a home where my dad wasn't around very much at all. My mom and dad were separated, and so her brothers my uncles who were longshoremen in San Francisco, big burly guys mm-hmm, that would, you know, were big and strong, and I very much looked up to them mm-hmm. because they were big, muscular, rough, tough guys, and they pretty much mentored me through my formidable years, and I played football and was into sports because I wanted to impress my uncles and be like them. So mm-hmm. they were the biggest influences, I would say, mm-hmm. in my life, along with always wanting to play football and, you know, looking at guys like Gene Upshaw and, you know, Mean Joe Green back in those days uh-huh. and the Iron Curtain and just wanting so much to be a part of that mm. as a young kid. We would fantasize about that. You know, we'd go to the park not too far from my house and we would, you know, make up stuff. You know, I'm Mean Joe Green today. You know, another guy, man, I'm Harvey Martin, you know. Uh-huh. We just have fun trying to emulate those guys growing up.
So through that, those days at the park, uncles influencing you, so much influence of which, you know, you don't even know it. You don't even know they're influencing you. And mm-hmm. they're not, they might not even be, you know, cognizant of saying to themselves, we're going to influence mm-hmm. Anthony. Mm-hmm. It just happens. You know, you mm-hmm. grow up there and there you are at the park. And yet God gave you some tools too. Mm-hmm. You know, he gave you a certain physique, mm-hmm. A certain capacity, and you developed that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now you're in Hawaii. What was it like being here from San Francisco, being in Hawaii?
Oh, it was quite a culture shock, really. You know, I got here and I wasn't adapted to the food, the environment. I came on a recruiting trip, and what really blew me away was Sandy Beach. I mean, they took us to Sandy's, and I just couldn't believe how beautiful it was here. And I always had in the back of my mind, you know, that I would want to be in Hawaii. I'd see postcards. I'd see ads on the TV about Hawaii, and I'd say, man, is there a place on the earth that really looks like that? And when I was able to see it, you know, for the first time, yeah. I was, I wanted to be here. But, you know, seeing it and visiting and living here was two different things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when I got here, the reality of having to go to school, football practice, you know, get all my classwork done, set in, along with trying to adapt to the food and those cultures, mm-hmm. took time to get used to. So, as a young freshman, you know, I came in. I believe I came in at about somewhere close to 250, and by midseason I was down to 220 pounds. And wow. You know, starting as a freshman defensive lineman again in our last game against USC, mm-hmm. and the culture took some time to get used to, but eventually I got used to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, as you think about those days, I mean, playing against USC back then was John Robinson, right?
Right.
John Robinson, some of the great, great athletes, well, they're historical.
Sure, now. Charles White and Ronnie Lott.
Ronnie Lott, yeah. Yep. And, well, I was there at that game. Mm-hmm. I remember watching it. And when you think about the journey from San Francisco to UH, you were also on another journey.
Sure.
Well, in many respects, it's a journey that many people are on. We are all on, in some way, on a spiritual journey, a spiritual quest. Right. How did you come to know Christ in your life?
Well, you know, I grew up going to church. Our family's culture was you go to church, you don't argue about that. You know, if you want to live to see another week, you don't protest about church. So I grew up in the mm-hmm. church. However, when I got old enough to start making decisions for myself, I was given the freedom to accept, you know, that culture, going to church and our Baptist church, or not. And, you know, going to the University of Hawaii afforded me the opportunities to make those choices, which were not the right choices. However, I did have knowledge of who the Lord was in my life. I did know very well and had very much a respect for the Lord. And so as I grew up and came to the university, you know, as kids learn, these freedoms are not always the best things to have, you know, without the proper guidelines. And like you mentioned earlier, my mentors mm-hmm. being around me.
So would you say that this was a part of the journey?
But, yes.
You know, you talked about going to church and knowing about the Lord and maybe knowing him in a very simple way. Mm-hmm. But would you say that there are things that happened that were to come in your life that Absolutely. Really gave you a sense of who Christ really is?
Absolutely. There were players as I continued on through my college career. I had a roommate, Marcus Tarver. We were like buddies, and mm-hmm. he had gotten saved during our college career. And we were inseparable. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He became the first knock on the door that the Lord had started to in the journey of returning me back to where
okay.
he is.
Let's hold on to that. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, you know, you mentioned knock on the door, the first knock on the door. At some point, all of us need a knock on the door. And believe it or not, the Lord does knock on our doors. It's part of the journey of Anthony Holyfield. It's part of the journey of his not only coming to Christ, but the kind of impact that he's going to have in Hawaii. Now, part of this knock on the door comes with the NFL. It comes with the San Francisco 49ers. It comes with playing with the big boys in the big leagues. And yet, in spite of all of that, something is happening in his heart. You're hearing a story from the heart. It's a story from the heart that reaches into your heart. Because God is interested in your life. Because God loves you. And God knows you. Just like he loves so deeply this man who's sitting in my studio right now. He loves you too. So stay with us. We'll be back with more from Anthony Holyfield. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Dreams, dreams, dreams. You know, we all have them. We love to think about them. And sometimes we have dreams that we get a little bit close to seeing them actually materialize. And then there are those few, and for some people it's more than a few. But those dreams we dream about when we're little kids, and like me, wanting to play in the NFL. I'm going to play in the NFL. I would say that as a local kid, and probably with a lot of friends, and friends that I don't even know would have said the same things. But my guest today, Anthony Holyfield, actually played. He got there. He did it. It became a reality. It was his dream growing up in San Francisco, thinking about all the greats that were playing in the NFL when he was a little boy. He experienced it. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. And it's a blessing to have you with us. As you listen, you might be thinking to yourself, gosh, I'm tuning in right now. I caught just the tail end of the last part of the show, but I'm wondering, is it possible for me to get the whole thing? I'd like to hear the rest of it. You can hear the rest of the story at thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can look at that show, listen to that show, read about it, and also pass it on to someone else. You know, our shows are now all downloadable. You can pass it on by Facebook and send your friend or family member an email link to the broadcast, and they can hear it. It's available 24/7. You know, a program like the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for some generous sponsors like Michael Beasley of Kaiani and LNS Marine Services Enterprises Incorporated. A big thank you to our corporate sponsors, as well as you who are our listener supporters, who have also joined us as our partners to make this program available to you and others. To find out more about our partnership opportunities, go to the goodlifehawaii.org and click the Partners tab. By the way, there might be somebody here who's hearing about the spiritual journey of Anthony Holyfield. And as he speaks about Christ, you might be saying to yourself, you know, I used to be closed to the things like that about Jesus and all that stuff. But gosh, going in the situation that I'm in right now, I'm becoming more interested. How can I find out more about what it means to have a relationship with Jesus? Well, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org, click the Get to Know Jesus tab, and we have some information for you there. Anthony, you made it to the NFL. You had a stellar career at UH. I remember seeing you. I used to stand out there watching the athletes come out of the locker room at the Aloha Stadium. And I remember seeing, that's Tony Holyfield. Well, what was it like for you making it? You know, take us on that journey.
Well, you know, like you said, it was a dream come true. A lot of hard work and a lot of training, but getting there and playing alongside guys, Joe Montana. By the way, I was in the USFL before I got to the NFL, so I played on a team called the Houston Gamblers, okay, where we had Jim Kelly, Richard Johnson, Gerald McNeil, Kiki Dial. We had some very good players there. That team eventually merged with the New Jersey Generals, who had Herschel Walker, Freddie Gilbert, some other big-time players. The team was never realized because, as you know, the league sued the NFL and won the case but lost in the lawsuit. And so the league folded, and it was really God orchestrating my step into the NFL to the 49ers. All along the way, Pastor, players who were Christians continuing God's intent to knock on my door and kind of influence me to have a relationship with him.
We talked about knocking doors, right? Knocking on the doors. What happened when you got there to San Francisco?
Well, when I got there, you know, there were several players who were Christians. Jeff Fuller, Bubba Paris, Willie Harper. And in fact, Willie Harper was my roommate on road trips because his name was Harper and my last name was Holyfield. So alphabetically, and I guess positionally, he was an outside linebacker and I was a defensive end. So we would, and he would have Bible studies in the room before the coaches would check the rooms for bed check. And I remember not wanting to go back to the room before bed check because he was having a Bible study in there and I didn't want to be in there. But I, Willie was one of many who was evangelizing to me in a way that was really accepting to me. And I remember one real funny incident that happened where I was killing time in the lobby of a hotel that we were staying in on an away game. And guys were walking by on the way to the room saying, man, you better get back to the room. You know, the coaches are going to make their bed check pretty soon. And I said, nah, man, Willie's in there. And they go, oh, okay, they have, you got a Bible study in there. So I would creep in there, you know, right with seconds to spare. I would see coaches down the hall checking other rooms, and I'd just get in there. And this one particular night, I got in there, and Willie had already, you know, passed out and gone to sleep. Now, the case had been before where if I came in too early, I'd get a full sermon from Willie. Which was what I was trying to avoid. But this particular night, he was already asleep. So I quietly crept into my bed, got under my covers and thought, man, this is a one road trip. I finally avoided a sermon from Uncle Willie, we would call him. And when I got in under the covers and got settled, the light came on. Willie rolled over and started to read Revelations to me at 11:30 at night. Well, you know, it was a very pivotal time in coming to know the Lord because I never forgot that. And what he had read to me, I didn't know in Revelations. And it really spoke to me. It really spoke that my time to get back. Because, you know, I think sometimes, Pastor, we know we need to make our get ourselves right with the Lord, but we think we have time. You know, I'll get to it. But this, for some reason, really touched my heart. I believe God was trying to tell me it's time. It's time to start the journey on getting myself back to a relationship with Him.
Now, did you encounter any setbacks along the way?
Absolutely. You know, along with the responsibility of playing in the NFL, there's also a responsibility of handling money, of handling resources, people telling you how great you are all the time. And sometimes, I know for me, I wasn't strong enough to handle all those responsibilities at the time. And I remember experimenting with some drugs, even in college off and on. And then when I had the money to explore even deeper, it led me down a road of even poverty. I'd spent all my money. I had done everything to try and support this double lifestyle of playing football, but really in essence being kind of a drug addict on the side. So these were all things that had finally led to my demise. I got injured. My last year with the 49ers, I spent the entire year on injured reserve. I had a knee reconstruction. And that led to even more free time to do just rehab and get high most of the time. And so, yes, a major setback in terms of what my dream was. But I think the final step and the knock on the door. Mm. Yeah.
Well, we talk about knocking on the door. Did you know that the Lord knocks on our door? He's knocking on your door. It can be a knock that if you open it, it's not only the knock of a new hope. It's a knock of that when you open it, it could be the start of a new beginning in life. And we all need fresh moments, fresh opportunities. There's something about having a chance to make things better. And really, not only us trying to build it all up and try to make it happen, but to see God making it happen through us, for us, and with us. And that's what he's been doing in your life,
yes,
Anthony, all along from that turning point. Now, there's so much that we could obviously discuss, but I think the Lord has certainly repositioned you as a minister, as a man of God. From that point, if we can fast forward a little bit and speak into the area of leadership in family, parenting, and raising children. Mm-hmm. You've raised 3 boys. Mm-hmm. 2 of them have already graduated from university. Azusa Pacific University and the University of Hawaii. Your youngest son is now going to Southern Methodist University. He was one of Hawaii's great basketball players. But something incredible happened. When we come back from our break, you're going to hear a story that'll take you by surprise. It'll take you back because it really shows you how God can move in ways that we don't expect. And that there are blessings from God that are covered and wrapped in a package. Sometimes it's a different wrapper than you would have wanted,
yes,
or than you would have expected. But actually, when you unwrap it, it's better than anything you could have imagined. It's a story of hope. It's a story of inspiration. And Anthony Holyfield will share that with you. It's a story of Marcus and what God did in and through him. An opportunity that came about at Southern Methodist University. How about you? Have you been praying? Have you been hoping? Have you been asking God, guide me, bless me, provide for me? And has your heart sunken in disappointment or worry or fear or stress? Well, let this story boost you up. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU. Weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
God's providing hand. How does he do that? How does he fill up a bank account when there's nothing there for a specific purpose? How can he finance a project? How can God finance an education? How can God provide an opportunity so that work can be done? I think this is very appropriate in a season where in the midst of the financial recession and people's lives being hit by a domino effect of that recession, where people are looking for glimmers of hope, grasping, grabbing, jumping, scratching for some words of hope. Well, the Lord sent our guests into our studios today, I think at a very opportune time, to share a word of encouragement and hope in your life. We're going to put it all into context. We'll put a nice frame around it so that it can apply to your life. Because that's the whole thing about the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. We're here in the name of the Lord to bring you Christ's love and Christ's hope. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with our featured guest today, Anthony Holyfield. To find out more about our show, to gain access to other resources, or to hear the entire show if you're just tuning in right now, and other broadcasts, you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and you have full access. Go ahead and download the shows. They're all listed by topic and guest names, and you can go and use that as a resource, not only to encourage and nourish yourself, but to send a word of encouragement to others. And I think it's a great opportunity, this program and other shows, to use as a means of reaching someone who may not even go to church, and people who might not even be interested even in certain spiritual things. You can send them a show that will relate to them because they love athletics, they love parenting, or they want to find out more about parenting. And on, we've got guests who have come from business backgrounds, educational backgrounds, entertainment backgrounds, a wide array of connecting points for you to send them something that can give them a boost in their life. TheGoodLifeHawaii.org. That's your access to all kinds of resources. Anthony, before our break, we were talking about Marcus. You have two other sons, Lucian and Anthony Jr., college graduates. But something real special happened with Marcus. Tell us about Marcus.
Well, Marcus was, as you mentioned, a successful high school basketball player here at MidPack, and did well enough, again, for colleges to start to take notice. Some of them, Kansas, Arizona, big-name schools, came in to talk to him, started calling him, and, you know, things were looking up. You know, he has dreams and aspirations to use God as a let God use athletics as a platform for him to reach the lost. Mm-hmm. And so we're moving in that direction. And then all of a sudden, during his off-season training, the call stopped coming in. You know, the coaches seemed to have lost interest, and the only college that was still interested him when it was all said and done was Cal Maritime, which is a maritime school. He'd have to be be in the service to be a part of that deal. And that was offering him a partial scholarship, mm-hmm. as a Division II school. We counted everything as a blessing. However, you know, we still had aspirations for bigger things for Marcus. And I remember coming home nearing letter of intent day, where all the high school prospects must make a contractual commitment to the school, mm-hmm. and sign a piece of paper saying they're coming to the school. Just kind of a little bit worried and concerned myself when I picked up Marcus from school. Our long journey from Mid-Pack all the way to Ever Beach, mm-hmm. we'd often share stories and times or share our days together. This particular day, as Marcus climbed into the back of our van, he said to me, "Dad, I'm a little bit worried about what's going on." And, you know, quite honestly, Pastor, I was worried too. But I didn't want to show that to Marcus. I didn't want to show that I was concerned or worried. So I searched quickly my soul and my heart and asked the Lord to give me encouraging words for my son in this time. And you know what he put on my heart is he said, you know, it doesn't matter what school you go to. The Lord is going to continue to use you as long as you make the Lord first in your life, that it's going to be okay. And I remember telling Marcus that if you honor the Lord, he will honor you. And all through Marcus's senior year, as they played teams and they won games that weren't supposed to win, he was interviewed a lot of times. And I'd say, Marcus, remember to honor the Lord when you get interviewed. And he would do his best to mention how God brought him through the game, how he listened and talked to God all through the game, and even made mention to one of the reporters not to cut that out of the article. I was mm-hmm. very proud. So reflecting all,
he back, actually said that.
Yes,
please keep this part.
Yeah. Don't he go? He said, I remember staying there, and he said, "I know you reporter guys like to cut that part out, but would you please not?" Cut that part out. And so I was very proud of him for taking
the stand. Yeah. Way and seeing it too.
And so here we are in this van ride on the way home, and I believe God prompted me, and I said, you know, Marcus, the Lord's arm is not short. And wherever he places you, I believe that God can elevate. God is the one who promotes, and he can elevate you no matter where you go. If it's Feather River State, man, he's going to do what he's going to do. And so I remember having this encouraging talk with him. And really, it was to encourage myself, you know, because I got out of the van feeling a little better too, you know. I was searching for words. And you know what? He felt better. Mm-hmm. And so his training intensified after that. Well, shortly after that, he was attending Mel Dolores' Speed and Quickness camp, and I was at one of them, and Mel came up to me, and he said, "Anthony, do you know that Marcus tests higher than the receivers we have?"
The UH receivers.
Yes, the University of Florida, because Mel was the strength and conditioning coach at UH.
Yeah. I mean, so he's testing higher.
Yes.
I mean, we've had some top-line guys, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
at that time was Ryan Grice Mullen, Devon Best, Rivers was there, and I said, "Come on, Mel." He goes, "No, really. Where is he going to school?" where is he going to go for college? And I said, you know, we don't know. The only people we got looking at him is, Cal Maritime. He said, what? He said, you know what? I need to talk to June about your son.
And June was at SMU.
June was at SMU time. At the time. And so
just
I just
starting.
Yes, at SMU. Just starting. And so I just kind of went, oh, okay, you know, and left it at that. But I guess he was serious enough to follow up on it. Called me that weekend to get some film together. Now, in the meantime, Marks was playing in the NC2A league with Artie Wilson's team.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcus had that week had a high point game of 28 points in a playoff game and had done really well for Artie's team. And so we didn't have any recent footage of Marcus outside of Midpack. By the time Mel called us and said, hey, do you have any footage of Marcus? I said, all we have is basketball stuff. And Coach Jones was thinking, well, and Mel, maybe we can get some film to the SMU basketball coach and get him there on a basketball scholarship. So I said, okay, well, that's kind of outside the box, but okay. So we sent that, and we sent one film. I didn't mention earlier, one film of he did play football, the intramural league.
Intramural football.
Right, right. So we sent that. And,
you sent an intramural football clip.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And along with his high school highlights and basketball and then the NC2A game. Those were the three clips we sent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was Sunday. Coach Jones was actually in town and came to town. And Mel DeLora came to church just to talk to June about Marcus. Well, that week, Artie Wilson, he played for Artie Wilson. And Artie was at church. From what I understand, they both surrounded Coach Jones and talked to him on Marcus's behalf in the parking lot. So, you know, they immediately said, man, send the footage right away. Long story short, Coach Jones looks at the footage and decides Marcus can play football. So he was offered a full scholarship football with the opportunity to play basketball. My son goes to SMU and plays football. He loves basketball, but he's just in love with football, and he's been there. Now, this is so far outside the box. Mind you, this is about 10 days after the talk we had in the van about God being extraordinary in the sense that he can use Marcus wherever he goes, as long as Marcus is making God first in his life.
You know, I'm listening to this, and I can't help but to think that there are parents who are listening, and there may even be a certain level of detachment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Marcus, he's a grade A athlete, you know, being looked on by these other schools. And I want to be careful, and I would like for you to be very cautious about missing the real deeper spiritual lessons mm-hmm. that exist for all of us. Because somebody might be saying, well, my son is not that kind of athlete where Mel DeLora and Artie Wilson is going to talk about him. And so, you know, you just, well, that's good for Anthony Holyfield, but that's not really relatable to me. But the thing is, there are some transference principles that apply to you and to me or to any parent. For that matter, more so, it's the lessons and principles that go in with God's providing hand. I mean, look, the Lord, through the series of you faced doubt, a serious doubt where you were calling on the Lord for a moment, asking God to give you wisdom or what to say to your son. Have you ever wondered what to say to your child? Have you ever looked at your resource supply and thought, I don't know how we're going to make it. It just doesn't look like we can make it. It doesn't look like it makes any sense. That's where Anthony Holyfield and his dear wife Nobuko were at that time. And God worked in and through their life in providing not only what they were hoping for, but beyond. Mm-hmm. But even with a twist, it wasn't basketball. It was football. Did you know that God sometimes will do things in your life that will come with a twist? And the twist will sort of shift you and actually reposition you for a whole other dimension of life than you realize. And sometimes, unbeknownst to us, God sets us in a place where we are able to receive more so we can give more. When we come back, Anthony, I'd like for you to talk to us more explicitly about some of those lessons that you learned. You know, we want handles. You know, life is like a roller coaster. We're going up and down. We are whipping to and fro. Our heads sometimes get whiplashed by the thrust of life's activities. Today, we need some handles to grab hold on, whether it's finances, whether it's work or career. Anthony Holyfield will come back and he's going to share with us. When we come back from our break, you're going to hear more. There is something in it for you. This is one of those special times that you're glad you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, because God is going to unpack something that has been personalized. It has your name on it. It has your situation on it. God's heart has been stamped on it, and it's delivered right to your heart, right where you need it most right now. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Anthony Holyfield.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
My dad would always, you know, send me to these different clinics, these things so I could get some extra help. My dad himself would at times, you know, pay money to get some extra learning. Sometimes I would say, Dad, don't you already know that? Haven't you already learned that? And my dad would look at me, he said, Danny, even if I learn one thing, just one thing, it's all worth it. Well, there's one thing, at least one thing, maybe more than one thing, many things, that Anthony Holyfield has to share with us. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest today, Anthony Holyfield, and we're talking about God's amazing providing hand, God's timing, and the twists that happen in life. As he shared about Marcus receiving a full scholarship, being a basketball, well, I would just say like a basketball prodigy, he gets a full scholarship for Southern Methodist University, SMU, to play football, of all things, sending in an intramural football clip, and he receives a full scholarship. Amazing story. Anthony, what lessons has the Lord taught you that we could all benefit from?
You know, Danny, you said something one time in a group that we were in that stuck with me and still sticks with me to the day. And we were going around the circle asking one another if we would have the Lord say something about us, what would we like to hear the Lord say? Mm. And, you know, certain guys, you know, they know the scripture and they say, oh, well, good, thy good and faithful servant, well done. And, you know, those things. But when it got to you, you said something that struck me as I was thinking of what would I have the Lord say about me. And you said, I would like the Lord to say, Danny, I knew I could trust you. And that really stuck with me. There was a guy in our group who had a son who has muscular dystrophy, and he would ask himself, why me? You know, and those words resonated in my heart, and I shared that with him. I said, you know, the Lord knew he could trust you with that son. And I think wherever we are, the Lord is trusting us with the gift of having children and to raise them up in a godly manner so that, as we talked about before, that we can give God something that he can use and work with for mm-hmm. his kingdom. Mm-hmm. I think in Marcus's case or in anybody's case, I have two other sons who are, I believe, fulfilling God's will in their life because we have raised them in such a way that they fear the Lord and they know who he is, and therefore God can speak to them. God can steer them in the ways that that he has orchestrated for their lives and mm-hmm. how they're going to be an impact for the kingdom. So wherever you are, I believe that as it resonates with me, I hope it resonates with you, that when it's all said and done, the Lord will say, I knew I could trust you. Mm-hmm. with that child. I knew whatever the situation is, whether he's being recruited by colleges or he has some real physical or mental challenges, the Lord has entrusted us to do our best to making those children a testimony unto the Lord.
Anthony, can you say a prayer? Somebody right now has their hands open, their heart is open. Maybe their hands are thrown up in either disbelief or in wanting to give up. And yet they're listening and they're saying, is there a glimmer of hope for me? Can God still trust me? And can I still see the hand of God work in my life? That's their question. They're wondering, can you pray for them? And pray for them as the Lord leads you.
Absolutely. Lord Father, I just thank you for all those who are listening today. Lord Father, I believe you have spoken a special word that resonates in their hearts. Lord Father, Jesus, I pray that you would make a way out of no way, that you would bridge a gap over what would seem a unpassable pass, Lord Father, that you would make yourself real to them today. Mm-hmm. Lord Father, heal the relationships. Lord Father, bring finances to places of poverty. Lord Father, provide healing for those who are hurt. I pray these things.
Yes,
Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, sometimes people live life and they wonder, Lord, why do you allow me to go through this? why do I feel these strains of stress? And then they see God come through. And, well, God forbid that we would go through those things and forget. Yes. And you are not a forgetter. You, Anthony, are a man who remembers. Mm-hmm. And you've remembered the hand of God working in your life. Today, you know, you think about you and your wife and your family and how God has provided. He's given you strength. Mm-hmm. What do you say that is one of those things that maybe like a parting shot? We got another minute left. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What would you say to somebody who is just needing a reminder to remember God's blessings?
I would say, you know, I was talking to one of the players last week at the university, and I was reminding them that, you know, those still small voices, those promptings that you hear when things are going not so well, that's the Lord tugging on your heart. Don't deny them any further. You know, just submit yourself to God, submit yourself to His will and His way, and there will be, you'll find that way out of no way, that solution to the issues that you're facing.
You might have heard that, you know, it's the strains that we feel that drive us to our knees. And when those things happen, we are closer to the open doors and the breakthroughs in life than we have ever been before. So come to the Lord in prayer. Come to the Lord in humility, even in brokenness. And you know, even through that, the Lord can see in your heart that He can trust you when you come like that. In the next few days, you're going to hear more stories of inspiration and hope, just like Anthony Holyfield shared today. Make the most of your moment to share God's love with somebody near you right now. This program has been made possible by our financial supporters. You can find out who they are: church partners, corporate partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Here's a scripture, Psalm 70, verse 16. I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, O sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your righteousness, yours alone. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest, Anthony Holyfield. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.